Although she's lived in Alaska before, Sara Aslam says she didn't come to Wrangell in mid-September looking like a local.
When I came here, I was, you know, rocking the overdressed tourist look. I had these like polyester fur-lined boots that I was traipsing around town in, and you know, scheduling interviews. And I kept noticing the second look at the shoes, and I thought, yeah, definitely, you know, the tourist vibe is strong in this one.
Aslam first moved to Alaska in 2013 for a newspaper internship with the Seward Journal. She says she saw a posting that said, seeking adventurous intern. So she did some Googling and found an Alaska Public Radio Network interview with the editor.
After I listened to her interview and, you know, the way she talked about starting the newspaper, she started the newspaper at an age that most people would not consider starting a new venture. And just, you know, she ran a bookstore. She had this newspaper tucked away in a corner of her bookstore, and she was publishing neck and neck with the other town's newspaper. And at that point, there were like three newspapers in Seward. And I thought, I need to meet this lady, and I want to work for her. After listening to that radio interview, that is what led me to apply for that position. And we spoke, and she hired me over the phone.
In 2016, she returned to write for the Journal again. The same year, she also worked for KTUU-TV in Anchorage.
I mean, I just fell in love with the small town America, small town Alaska, which is like its own snow globe.
After growing up in Tacoma Park, Maryland, just out of Washington, D.C., Aslam graduated from the University of Central Florida with a concentration in print journalism.
Somehow I kept getting into these television newsroom jobs.
Aslam comes to Wrangell from Orlando, Florida, where she was working as an associate producer at a television station.
So I was running teleprompter, I was writing voiceover scripts, picking sound bites, occasionally making beat calls to law enforcement agencies on the overnight shift. So I'd wake up at 2 in the morning, get to work at 3 a.m., and write and then run prompter from 4:30 in the morning until 10 a.m. for 5.5 hours a day.
While planning a trip to Anchorage to visit friends earlier this year, Aslam says she saw a Twitter thread that piqued her interest.
And I saw this multi-tweet ode to the Wrangell Sentinel that a reporter named Russia McChesney had posted about the new publisher, Larry Persily. And part of me said, don't do it. But I did it. I emailed Larry Persily.
She says she meant to write a 5-sentence email, but ended up writing an epic about what she calls her love affair with the state and how she feels called back to the North. Persily, the Wrangell Sentinel's owner and publisher since early this year, set up an interview while she was in Anchorage.
That conversation, those 20 minutes, just, I felt more, I don't even know how to describe it. Like all the skills that I've gained over the past decade, I felt them being called upon in that conversation.
She says Persily asked if she wanted to come here to visit.
And I thought about it. I thought maybe I might, but the last time I accepted a job in Alaska, I was hired over the phone, so I thought, let me continue that tradition.
Aslam says writing for the Sentinel brings her back to what she originally wanted to be a journalist for,
which was write stories and tell stories about people's lives that took longer to say than a 30-second voiceover.
Aslam says she was originally drawn to journalism after hours spent as a child at the public library.
From that love of reading and, you know, wanting to know about people's stories, it just seemed like a natural fit to choose a career that dovetailed with my storytelling abilities.
She says she's excited to cover stories that can only come from life in a small town.
Just buying eggs with a post-it note with your name and a smiley face on it, and, you know, being able to reserve eggs, or having the grocery store call you and let you know directly what your rewards code is. That's never happened to me before. Just today I bought a crock pot from someone off of the Buy Sell Trade Facebook group, and she left it on the back of her car outside of the IGA, and I just went up to her car in the parking lot and just plucked the crock pot off the back of her truck and walked it up the hill to my house.
Aslam says it's most important to her to be a mirror for the community's thoughts and issues, and she's especially worried about getting things wrong in a close-knit place like Wrangell. Not that she plans to need to issue corrections.
I just want people to like me, but also not dislike me if I write something they don't like, if it's still accurate.
Unless she's out around town reporting, Aslam works from the Wrangell Sentinel's office at 205 Front Street. She says she's ditched the faux fur boots for now. In Wrangell, I'm Sage Smiley.